Retailers in Canada allegedly conspired to fix the price of bread, and not just bread, also bagels and naan and English muffins and even tortillas. The conspiracy involves not only the retailers but the suppliers, and according to Canadian court documents, the companies raised the price 10 cents at a time and split the profits. Joining us now to explain more about what happened is Francine Copen. She's a business reporter at the Toronto Star. Hi, Francine.
Hi.
So I'm a huge lover of bread. This is very alarming to me. So how long has this been going on, and how much has this affected the lives of everyday Canadians? Because if it's been going on for a while, these prices have risen pretty dramatically, right?
So according to allegations made by Canada's Competition Bureau, the price fixing began in November 2001 and continued until late 2015. No one's put a price on how much this cost consumers, but there's a bunch of class action lawsuits underway claiming $1 billion.
So what revealed the truth? There was there a whistleblower of sorts? Was there an investigation going on?
Well, a couple things. The largest grocer turned themselves in. So Loblaws is Canada's largest grocer. They have about 33-34% of the grocery market in Canada. And when they learned that this was taking place at the upper levels, they turned themselves into the Competition Bureau, which offers immunity to companies that turn themselves in under certain circumstances. And then a few months later, the Competition Bureau received a complaint from an organization representing independent grocers. So that's how the investigation got started.
What are the possible penalties for those found to be involved in this?
So there's quite high monetary penalties, and also, I mean, people could end up in jail.
So, wow, end up in jail. That's quite striking. Has this been something that consumers have been, I want to know how consumers feel about this, frankly, now that they know it's been going
consumers.
On. Yeah.
Consumers are outraged. I mean, you know, bread is something that every family buys, you know, typically more than once a week. And consumers really feel like they've had the wool pulled over their eyes for a long time. And they're asking how this could have gone on for as long as it did without detection.
Well, yeah, and is there a trust issue then? Is this going to affect all of these retailers? Even in some of your writing, I noticed that there was a mention of Walmart as well. Does Walmart play a role in this?
So the alleged cartel included, you know, according to the accusations, included all of Canada's top grocers. So that would be Loblaws, Metro, Sobeys. And then it also, the Competition Bureau is alleging that some of the smaller grocery retailers in Canada, including Walmart Canada, were also involved.
Are consumers starting to look at other commodities with maybe a wary eye, things like milk or eggs or, you know, other types of things like bread that everybody pretty much buys on a regular basis?
I'm not sure that it's gotten to that point yet, but certainly there's been a lot of interest in this story. And I think consumers are really interested in what the outcome may be. I mean, our grocery industry in Canada is very different from, you know, what I understand the grocery industry looks like in the U.S. As I understand it, in the U.S., you know, grocers are very diversified, and it's kind of a regional game. Whereas here in Canada, we only have, well, the biggest player has 34% of the market, and then the two other players, one of them has 19% of the market, and the third one has 15% of the market. So that's a really huge degree of concentration. And then the two bakeries that are allegedly involved in this scheme, together they supply 70% of the bread market. So that's, you know, the opportunity is there to engage in price fixing because the grocery sector is so highly concentrated.
Well, Francine, not to make light of this, but after the show, to soothe myself, I'm going to have a bagel. So thanks very much for joining us. Francine Copen is a business reporter for the Toronto Star. Thanks for your reporting and for joining us.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.